Welcome to the Super Duper Cut.
Hello, everyone. Sit down on the field and listen to us. Take a knee. Take a note. Take notice. Speaking of this podcast.
What the hell is it?
What the hell is that? Welcome to the knocker hole.
You want to lead us in, or are we just kind of...
I think maybe I don't. Zane, let's get started.
Yes.
I guess I do this.
We'll get it one day.
Welcome, listeners. My name is Ben.
And my name is Zane.
And you're listening...
Oh, hey. Shit.
First off, we're the Cartoon Cast. Ben, Zane, you know the drill.
You know,
we barely have my name is Ben and my name is Zane.
I don't even get that part right all the time. Yeah. He's Zane, I'm Ben. They know that my name is Ben.
And they know that my name is Zane.
And I'm tired.
This is Ben and Zane. Or my name is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
And my name is Zane.
It's a good ship lollipop. I'm the sweetest thing on it. Oh, yeah.
Gabe, for no reason, is half a robot.
He could be on The Bachelor tonight.
I am King Arthur.
I'm a real baller gentleman.
And we are the Knights of Justice!
And I am Alex, super fan and guy who showed up.
Do I get to introduce myself, or we just not care?
Meh.
Okay. I mean, they know who you are.
I'm Josh. I did cool stuff this year. I became internet famous, bitch.
My name is Ben.
My name is Zane.
And I'm the thunder god of love, Joshua. I will explain that later in the show.
No, that's okay.
I kind of want to know about this.
And my name is Dan.
True. Now with inflection.
Doing a lot
speaking of which, hello, yes. Dan. Welcome back to our show.
Hi, Ben. Well,
speaking of which, you're Ben and I'm Zane, and this is the Cartoon Cast.
Yes. Maybe it is, Zane. Maybe it is.
I'm Zane now.
Cool. Are you sure you can handle the...
the responsibility?
Responsibility doesn't feel like the right word. I don't know.
And I'm James.
Yeah, and we are... this is the... Welcome to Cartoon Cast, the podcast where we review old cartoons to see what we think of them as adults. I can't convince guests how difficult it is to keep like those 10 words straight in my mind.
Right.
And this is the Cartoon Cast. We review old cartoons to see ourselves as young men, not cursed.
The third annual Cartoony Awards.
Third.
So, yes.
3 years.
Thank you, Ben.
Pizza run.
No disrespect to you, and maybe a little disrespect to us.
This is the Cartoon. Let us introduce our ghost.
I like to think I'm where everyone got the idea from to punish their children.
I hate to be this way because you are our guest, but you are full of shit.
I killed the podcast.
Well, you're too busy talking to real people who have like very engaging lives. We only have each other, man.
And it shows. You are responsible for this renaissance that the Cartoon Cast is going through.
What is that? Why is it that?
I didn't mention it to you. We're in a renaissance.
By the way, my name is Zane.
Oh yeah, my name is Ben.
And there's the Cartoon Cast.
Welcome to the Cartoon Cast. And this is the cartoon. The cartoon. This is the cartoon. And this is the podcast where we get ready to rumble here in the studio.
Good, Ben. I noticed that you didn't actually say the name of our podcast. You just said the generic podcast.
This is the podcast. Welcome to podcast. It's like an alien tried to host. Like, welcome to the podcast. This is human music. And this is the podcast where you listen to, where we listen to what you want. Let's talk about old cartoons. See where we think of ourselves as adults. Guys, welcome to the Cartoon Cast. Ben and Zane recollect pop culture memories from the past 10 years at each other with no context. Cartoon Cast, proud sponsor of the Cartoon Cast. To make our podcast title even more unintelligible.
The Cartoon Cast, where we totally know what we're doing after 100 episodes.
And this is the Cartoon Cast. Welcome to it.
Yeah, welcome to
and
the...
And welcome through it.
The Cartoon Cast.
Because
but shove it up your ass, though.
And this is the podcast where we review old cartoons to see what we think of them as adults. And Zane, second of all, chicken sauce?
Cartoon holes. They're like donut holes, but with eggs. Where it's like a donut shape, but egg.
Welcome to the Cartoon Cast. My name is Ben.
My name is Zane.
And this is the podcast where we listen to each other. We are the cartoon podcast that listens to watch it. We are the part. Hello, everyone. I'm Cartoon Cast.
I'm Zane.
And this is the Ben. This is the person where we review old cartoons and see what we think of them as adults.
Still putting out the Cartoon Cast since now. The Cartoon Cast.
And we are the podcast that reviews old cartoons, new cartoons, whatever cartoons we feel like to, as we where we think about as adults.
Yeah, and we've got a humdinger today to discuss.
Yeah, we're dinging some hums.
Hums
will be dinged in this episode of the Cartoon Cast, ladies and gentlemen.
Old cartoons are reviewed by me, whose name is Ben.
You might be a villain.
And me, whose name is Zane.
All right, I expected more resistance on your part, but let's go.
Let's introduce our show.
That's a good idea.
So that we can talk about your show.
This was like horse shit.
So that we can talk about this show.
I really love how shit got done in old cartoons.
Safari Joe does it again.
That's the whole joke, and made it into 2 minutes.
Hooked on a feeling.
Ooh, why, why, why.
That's it.
Yep.
Here we go. Cartoon Cast.
The Cartoon Cast. We're past our prime and we're ready to start milking nostalgia.
Just lead me to an udder.
It's hard to be political when you're too horny.
I just have one rule here, Dorothy.
That 70s show spanking compilation?
Bang.
Hey, Yikus, look at that small dick you got.
Look at my massive dick, shitlords.
Dee-lee-lee-lee.
Slick as his rib for your pleasure?
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
And you don't.
Because it's not a phrase.
SexyTumblrPage.gov.
I missed part of that web address. How many W's were there?
We could come up with an infinite amount of sexual innuendo smurfs. And I think I might. Yeah, what kind of animal genes can I shove into my balls and make a monster out of today?
You want to hear turning people off. I'm the one with thousands of beetles.
I know what a tramp stamp is. Let's call a spade a spade.
Ben, if you didn't know what either of those things were, that sentence sounded like a madman.
But then there's this third part, which is this interspecies horn dog.
So I actually was trying to dive a little bit farther into this pig.
I think watching large meat.
Dude, yeah, okay, first of all, big shout out to large meat.
And like, that's funny, because it's a boner we can look at.
It's all heaving bosoms and thrusting. This is a mouse in love, Watson.
Thanks for keeping touching my dog.
Thank you for your patronage.
His abs were like a stained glass window.
Oh man, your pec's looking real good today, man. Thanks, dude.
Butt pat for good luck. They're not gay. They just don't have time for anything that's not manly men.
Fingers out of my childhood's pants. Rub some bread on his nuts.
Yeah.
Now you're cooking with dick.
Are you appropriating my horse dick?
If he didn't have a bulge, he should have. Get your mind off of my dick.
Point one, please don't say glam knob.
That's so great.
It sounds unwholesome.
It is unwholesome. Zane, if you're on dick bulges, you don't just jump away. Don't be a light stalker. Be a hand solo.
This movie's full of culture bridges that need lube.
Sci-fi, porn, sci-fi, this. Was kind of like five of the networks.
Sort of like a porn sci-fi in its own way.
I guess so.
Well,
Zane, you want to give me your hot take on Jessica Rabbit?
I want to give her all my hot takes.
Wow. I just put the ball on the tee.
I like to ball up her teeth.
My ball. Okay.
Show me your mother!
I'm still on the part about the lesbians.
You're going to friend zone yourself right into next week.
Yeah, there was a lot of rubbing the wrong way in this show.
But like, there was also a lot of rubbing the right way. It is the opposite of what you do with masturbating. You use it until you lose it.
Wait a second.
Nope. Just steamrolling on.
Just like masturbating.
And you can finish off with Ninja Raccoon, like I hope all of my future sexual experiences go.
Try to untangle that.
No, it's tangled. Much like I hope my future sexual experiences.
And then the rocket launches.
Yeah, symbolizing ejaculation.
But look at how much bone we have. You know, it's not a sex boner, it's a war boner. When you take a young boy and train him
and
to
we
hate
all do it. I was perfectly fine looking at the sexy teens.
Oh, yeah.
I have never wanted so badly to watch teenagers make out. Want to write in about how much you like to watch teens make out?
Freedom?
I give omni consent.
I have sex with pommel horses?
Your sex swing is still out in the open.
Yeah, it's like
The bare minimum guy.
Like, at least wipe the lube off. Play, you can play the ukulele with your dong. Like, that makes you a sick badass. No, it's, yeah. You know, this is...
Well, that's a good point.
I really need something to kick my nuts off. If you can lick a man, you can dodge a ball. If you can lick a man, you can dodge his balls.
Oh, shit, does that guy have a reverse mouth?
Yeah, sign me up!
It filled my heart with dread, but erotic dread.
One of the best kinds of dread. But it's like fight horny, you know?
I don't see a distinction.
Oh, you should.
Sexy friendship is my favorite kind of sex and friendship.
It's not just a sex thing, but it's definitely a sex thing.
There is definitely a sex thing component to it.
Like, I need to boner toward this person. Grind against everything.
need to grind against angles, please.
I have to rub something somewhere. Okay. Better your nose and it than any other combination.
Than my balls and this chair.
I'm primed for this level of, like, horny drama superheroics.
It's so horny. Why is it so horny?
I was kind of into it.
They're too beleaguered by their own existence to be horny.
You know, nut up or shut up, so to speak.
Yeah, like, so to speak.
It would have been two on the nose. Or, to use a Freudian metaphor, two on the dong.
Oh, I'm God. Not actually sure if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. It sounded like a porno.
Yep. It's got a lot of memorable assets. Facets to it.
Got a lot of memorable asses.
You know, I decided to check out how much porn there was of this.
Do tell.
As a matter of, you know, journalistic integrity.
You have to do it.
This... A lot of vagina combat. I was expecting. Like,
so now we're looking at some boobs. Me Tarzan. Yeah, you Jane. Me want touching. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
low touching.
Yo, Dada's dick's so thick, I use it like a springboard.
Ooh. And then the humans go inside them, and it's not like a sex thing?
You shouldn't judge her because she's a woman. Everyone's
obsessing
over it. You
should judge her because she constantly betrays you.
Just like a woman would. I don't know if this is really how gangsters compare dicks, but I hope it is.
They talk about Ebola.
Like, always Ebola and dandruff.
They're like, my dick is so big that if I had Ebola, it would take a while for it to completely bleed out through the dick. I've never been to prison, and I don't think I would do well.
You think they're edging?
I don't think they're edging.
You think he's angling for a cheese beach?
The edging continues.
Wants the cheese beach.
Everybody hop in the wheel.
He's clever by, like, letting the boy lift his sack and, wish I'd phrased that different.
If I can do anything with words, it's good things with the words. And...
Yeah, he's got...
What was your take on this walrus?
Needs more crotch.
Not erotic enough, I'd say.
You always say that, though.
He's really cranking that soldier boy.
They're like, yeah, we just gotta crank it. Well, have we considered just cranking it? Well, fuck! Shit, now's the time to crank
it. I love that's a... troubling libido you have there, sir.
Ben, there's never a bad time to have a waifu. I mean, like...
See, now that's what I thought.
I want to say, let's see what the fandom thinks, but I don't want to see what the fandom thinks.
Give me that bobblehead. Give me that nudie bobblehead.
If only I had some way to steamroll a torse.
Well, yeah, that's just good old-fashioned American incest.
There are two kinds of dads. The kind that want to marry the daughters, and then there's Goofy.
Well, wait a second.
You heard me.
Surely there's more.
I think you'll find.
Stick it in my ear, reset me.
Hand love is the truest love I know. I'm sorry we were spending so much time talking about cartoon sex, but like...
I'm not sorry.
Oh, okay. Am I just seeing sex crimes where there aren't any? This dog is having a great time licking his nuts.
Oh, and why is this dog trying to point out horrifying shit to me?
You don't need to make a dog that hourglass.
She's just a focus of the male gaze.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
Distracted by. I don't know, man, those hips.
Notice me, senpai.
Yep, and I noticed, but that's not enough, is it? She's a cat girl supremacist.
Wouldn't you be if you were one?
I'm not here to pay a dowry. I'm here to make a connection.
Uh-huh. Where is the anime and body pillows?
Do you have any idea how many horny Sonic fans there are?
Listen, they've got money. Many.
Yeah, they've got money, and they clearly spend it in bad ways.
I don't know.
Why is this dog so hot? She's the Spice Girl, the one that falls asleep a lot in Food No Sex Mo. That fucker who lived alone. They drank a lot. Hemingway.
I cannot imagine the fan art that combines everything you just said.
I didn't quite know what sort of porn was coming my way. It's definitely some sort.
It could easily be anything.
I don't know whether they want me to laugh or cry.
Or get horny.
A pervert clown is going to tell me that the action of hunting an 8-year-old boy is making him very hard.
The man knows sex.
You know, he wheezes the juice or whatever.
Sounds erotic.
I guess they're not all sporting massive erections, if that's what you mean.
That's close to my point.
Yeah, let's limp that dong up a bit.
his dick's out and they didn't bother to do anything about it because it was the 70s and everybody's dick was out?
It's an interesting take. And,
it's not a fuck club.
I'm almost certain that it's an emotional fuck club.
I keep telling you that it's not a fuck club.
There's two good little boys and everybody else is an erotic rabbit of some sort.
In the game or in the show?
In real life.
Like, oh, this is a sex thing.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting. I want the sex because sex is what TV peddles, but I don't have any money, so I can't buy the sex. Where can I stockpile some sex?
I'm horny to learn.
Ew. Ace is high.
I got big brain and big dick energy. I dare you to fight either.
I got brain dick energy over here.
Oh, she got pregnant from the devil. It's an international trade dispute sex game.
I don't even get like a spanking limit. In my day, we had a quota.
There weren't enough harem anime at the time. It was a drought. It was a recession. Let's be real.
No, it was a drought. It got real humid.
I consider puberty a wet works upgrade. A lot of my adolescence involved reaching up for that knob. They're not wearing those short leotards.
Zane, why not?
They're cowards.
Yeah. Varying levels of Doctor Who fuckables, yes.
Is that like Lunchables, but...
You got it.
With a dildo.
That's the one. Cake. I've baked a cake. We can have our weekly cake orgy.
Either you have a big forehead or you have a porn mustache, and there's no in-between.
He was definitely smoking cigars and definitely rubbing one out under the table.
Listen, somebody's got to jack me off to the fact that these poor people are dying. It ain't going to be me. Now, he would be doing it with beer and a gun and, like, masturbating the entire time. How can I replace my father figure in my life if I don't metaphorically cut off his penis and weld it onto me?
There's a new thirst trap in school, and they both staple their vaginas to him.
Yeah, man, I want to fuck like a horse as well.
We're all furry perverts.
You Link? Want a monster harem?
Yeah. What, have I been unclear? Fellate me, princess. Is that good? Do
yeah.
we like that?
Oh, yeah, I did shadow fuck that woman.
Leo, I can't get it up, man, unless you dress like a samurai.
Come sit on daddy's lap. Tell me a story.
Because I have a very strongly tied boner memory.
Oh, Ben. It is my honor as a member of this institution to give one of our most cherished prizes to this sex criminal.
I could sand down my testicles.
Strap in and strap off.
Strap off, strap on, strap out.
Because, like, if you were trying to tell a classic love story, you would not have the space alien. And they
get that shit out of there. None of these people are gonna fuck anymore. We need the spice. Breaking case of glass emergency hentai.
Oh, man. Every 2 years, you got to replenish the emergency hentai.
The phosphates go bad.
The phosphates,
you know? There's you got to replenish.
There's a phenomenon that I like to call seepage.
I was going to say twincest, but that's not it. They have some sort of romance, like villain.
Ben forgot the word for relationship and went straight to twincest.
I did. Like, ben. I'm a big old sexist.
I made Mavis speaking my bitch.
She's cockthirsty. She's got the CT.
Hey, you're a rampant misogynist. We don't need that energy.
Barney is a famous misogynist. You had me at toddler's mouth.
You really wish I didn't.
Zane, you had me at horse fucker.
Hey, kids, you can fuck a train. Do you think it's possible that women actually have a very one-dimensional life and they're just lying to us?
Yes. Full stop.
Uh-oh.
No subtlety there.
It's like, I was horny before, but, like, now I feel bad about it.
Or... like, we get it. He's very funny and cute. Okay. Enough. But, like,
I love a big man.
Right.
You know? Like, it's just, it's a simple concept that always works. Like, what if this show had a really big guy? Ben, pick a category for me to have good taste in men about.
I can do that.
I can do anything, and I'm always right.
If you were a house, I'd marry you.
He's a very special boy.
Kids are dumb. Women are dumb. We hate our consumers.
Titting up aside.
Fucking cows. When are they going to learn? Kind of shut your mouth, though. Like, the adults are sort of talking.
I'm sorry. Am I part of this conversation?
Like, there's no handles for me to grab onto this conversation with. Oh, no. My butler's a tree.
Don't ask me why.
I was about to ask you why.
I'm trying to figure out a way to talk about this that doesn't involve us talking about it.
I don't know what you mean by that, and neither do you.
No, I really don't.
I'm sure you know some facts.
I don't.
Have you ever seen it?
Nope. I recognize it as the name of a thing. Stop talking like Michael Caine! Stop talking about Booster Gold. I'm so furious.
And so Cogswell.
This fucking movie.
And so
I hate every sentence that comes out of your mouth.
Fran Drescher is an ancient Germanic myth.
You made that joke before.
It's really irritating talking to you sometimes because you know more than I do, but you don't explain things.
So we're less than 10 minutes in. I've been corrected like 8 times. I'm just gonna step back.
This is good evidence for my thesis. Zane is always wrong, and no one should listen to him because he's always wrong.
So I get the feeling I'm never going to quite hear the end of this.
I cannot wait for the entire world to become uninhabitable. I can't believe you wiped your ass with our constitution.
He just, like, spirit punched a guy in the dick, and they were all like, that's rad, let's get that guy.
I gotta vote for spirit punch in the dick.
He teaches two tribal, like, leaders to rap battle to solve their differences.
Again, I don't like that.
I don't fucking want to be here.
And everyone else is like, that's how I feel. This guy's relatable.
Pick it up with this guy's putting down.
You can have a beer with this guy.
This guy's great because he's not smarter than us.
Well, you'd know, Mister. I understand the law more than circumspectly through the realm of Twitter.
I understand your sickness.
Go commit some more crimes. I can't live without you.
This is the bad future, and we're surviving via piracy.
Does this metaphor work?
Not at all.
It's exceedingly unhealthy, and it's all I could do.
From just looking at him like, this can't go on.
Absolutely not.
I want to say it gets better, but, you know.
So I was looking at the immortal joke of a sad man who's sad. I like him. Yeah, I like the way he's fun. He doesn't belong here, though.
I'll never speak to you again, you unholy bastard. I'll get you. I'm gonna take revenge. I'm going to find someone else to podcast with, specifically to spite you. You remember this.
I like that you called me a cheeky little bastard. Can you just do that for the rest of the podcast?
I'm always thinking it.
You're kind of a parasite. You're like a filthy little urchin.
That's a huge broad sweeping statement that I defend. I'll defend to the death.
Right. Oh, good. Ben started it.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I left it though. It was you picked it back up.
Do care here, don't care there. It's my way or the wrong way.
Like that's why vowels exist, is because all the consonants get lonely.
Like that's not wrong. It's just infuriating.
Yeah, you get the joke.
No, I wanted to explain it because I actually wasn't sure if you got the joke.
Oh, you're the asshole. That's a fun game for us to play. Who's the asshole?
You're the asshole.
Weirdly, that's an even better explanation, and that makes me feel very bad. Yeah, but I saw that information and discarded it immediately.
Long story short, everybody dies.
All right.
And
sure.
What
is your point?
I don't have one.
Did I just ruin the conversation? I'm getting feedback I ruined it.
I'm just going to ignore that and veto that question.
I don't want a quarter circle back for this podcast, Zane.
Generally, when you say listen up, you keep talking.
Weird. I want to talk about the axe thing in general for a sec. After you finish. Because I was very rude right now.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
You say that like it's the only reason.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard
now,
it phrased quite
was
that
dog better off dead? Who can say? Let's not even remark on that in any greater degree, because you and I both know the context behind that, but no one else needs to.
You need to choose words better.
Yeah, that's the problem with that past transaction. It was on my end.
Get off your high horse and get onto your melty turkey.
Now, I don't like the way you said that.
She was fat in the...
I don't like how it sounded.
In the movie.
I don't like how it made me feel. The care comes through. It's care for a message that I hate, but it is coming through very well. This is them mocking it, like, openly, and twisting it and perverting it to their own ends, which I appreciate.
I appreciate you ignoring them as loudly as possible.
I have to make sure you feel belittled for bringing this to my attention. You know, like, you know, that kind of, like, joke that's not quite a joke, but just, like, shows suffering.
I know I have to degrade you as an individual, but I don't know how to get there yet.
I don't know if I feel that way. Like,
I've never felt that way more. You know that you're worse than me.
Were you asking me?
I was.
Oh,
Ben's never asking me. Ben assigns opinions to me. Okay.
I can't believe I'm the way that I am.
I don't like this new hashtag version of you.
It's fun to laugh at other people doing my failures, so that was fun.
I find myself disagreeing with you on a number of those points.
That's not an event that normal people have.
I got a lot to read through. I'm trying to find segues that will not offer you any way to continue the conversation.
Fuck you. You forgot about me? Go eat shit. I'm back, motherfucker. I'm gonna kill you. Sorry, I'm back. What were you saying while I was gone? I will destroy you.
If you're gonna have a fever dream.
Yeah, get in nostalgia field.
Might as well play the greatest hits of the 80s.
Yeah, I've enjoyed Hot Topic but times.
I don't have a grand ideal or something I can fight for, but I do know in my heart, fuck that.
Get mired into our own hate angers.
God, I have so much hate anger.
You provide the skeleton.
It sounded like what you needed was an exoskeleton.
You're young and dumb. You're naive and innocent. You don't know any of the pain of the world, and so I discount you.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I didn't say that so that you could actually pick it apart, okay?
I hate to agree with you on anything, really. Is this what it's like to be you?
It's a bad game for dumb people.
Anyway. Yes, you specifically.
Yeah, you. You, the person listening to this.
Becky, we don't really have a point. We just hate you.
And you're also an idiot.
You're also an idiot.
You should be afraid of everything.
You should be fearful of every single aspect of your life.
And it shocks and horrifies me that you'd have the temerity to argue otherwise.
Yes, this is a problem with me.
That's from fucking Lizzie McGuire. God damn.
Okay, we're not calling me out on Lizzie McGuire today. That's not what we're doing. That's not why we're here.
This is all we are doing.
I'm already in a weird mood enough. Like, don't get me started on my feelings on automatic toilets.
what am I uncovering in you, Zane?
Okay, this isn't me just liking bad things. Like, the
it's
awful.
It's not just you liking bad things.
Yeah, that's an element. That's clearly there. Like, I've got a very specific set of objectives right now, and they're all to demean the people around me.
The internet has ruined all of us.
Yeah, and
just
and
in
I,
different ways.
We're happy, and we don't need revenge, but, you know, time changes a man.
Point. If I could have salted the earth, I would have.
Okay.
It's my earth too, Ben. Well,
who cares, though?
Oh, well, Ben nerds on the internet.
And
finally, they can sell
comedy.
Us memes
yeah.
at a premium.
So, yes, on the ADHD.
Not in so many words.
Well, you don't have time for that many words. You have ADHD.
I forgot. You're on steroids. You're digging in the dirt. You're not taking a bath.
Beer ain't drinking.
Yeah. Oh, this is just my party cocaine.
Yeah.
It'd be rude to say no.
You're dealing in faux pas here, hombre.
Oh, Ben, sorry. Can I cut you off? I thought of a joke that's okay.
Interesting theory that goes nowhere. Let's go to the next one.
Next.
Ben, I regret to inform you that I didn't really listen to what you said.
That's not super subtle, but I appreciate it.
Try again?
No. No, Zane, I can't.
I knew you were wrong. I just didn't know how wrong. I got distracted. Are you gesticulating with a jar of peanut butter?
Oh, I guess I fucking am.
How are you like this?
I don't know, man. Like,
you dipshit, you're not gonna explode. Fight me. Yeah, you're like the Unabomber for game shows.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about celebrities, it seems. I've been poisoned, Zane. No, as it turns out, he was the pettiest and angriest man. He is saying what we're thinking, which is just like, we hate people, and we want ill to befall them.
He just kind of goes, yeah, fuck it, let's just let these fuckers die.
These roller coasters might give you blood clots. It's very unlikely, but...
And also, I'm not getting into any of those slow death traps.
Great, check. What else? A gun. Gary, what are you talking about? Gun. We need gun.
Okay, if I get a gun, I can murder him. That's, you know, that's kind of all I want, and we see her develop on that.
And then they murder him, right? He's dead.
The show keeps shooting me.
Yeah, mutual suicide.
In any case,
we need to move on.
Okay.
JFK assassination, Sox game, same thing.
Alternatively, and this is much more sinister.
And then instead of shuffleboard at 3 p.m., you have a full-scale demon invasion on your boat. That's a lot of boat charisma, Zane.
We're going to put you in front of a fish tribunal for fish crimes.
They're being steamed unto crab.
I don't want to be a dead person.
That's a shame. That option's out.
That's gone, yeah. We got to do something reckless and stupid. He fought a god with a gun, and then he went back because he's like, well, I had a pretty good run that first time. Let's try this again.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop having, you know, people shooting each other in the fucking face. You know?
The mystery is, who's that guy shooting at me?
If they had more time to put it in America, they'd like replace all plums with like, I don't
guns.
Know, like Starburst.
Oh, okay.
The 90s was a rough time. I mean, you know, you had mad cow disease, O.J. Simpson.
Mad O.J. Simpson disease, a.k.a. murder.
You ever have a breakup so bad that it requires you to murder your partner?
And Ben put us both in the really unenviable position of having to say, yeah, murder your wife yourself. You coward.
Isn't this whole story about being a man? Jeez.
If your monologue takes long enough for someone to untie themselves.
I wish I could put this hit out on Fievel, but there's no way I can do it on this, the day of my own wedding.
It's very much a blunderbuss wedding.
If you hate a person, go stab them.
Well, poor children watch.
And crickets.
Yeah. If the house is a house, he's insane, because he's married to a house. If the house is a person, he relied on a child to murder his wife.
You know, the power of love saved us, but it very easily didn't have to. Like, it could have gone the other way.
It made it 10 times harder. Because we couldn't murder anybody.
Only by murdering our enemies can we reach the salvation.
Yeah, I feel like that's the wrong direction to go with this.
Who murders the murderers? That's a great point, Ben.
If there is a type of child you should not sexualize, it is a child soldier. And I'm not, you know, pro-war, but if you're gonna war, everyone should have a turn, right?
Children don't understand loyalty.
No one should ever have to have successful children.
They're all written on skin, but not necessarily human skin.
There yeah, mix go. It up. Don't be predictable.
2 minutes of animal torture, got it.
So as I understand it, you're running a squid game.
Normalize stealing, I say.
Everyone hates you and has a gun. I have magic, I'm done scheming, let me shoot everyone.
You wouldn't want to meet a Mo in the tall grass. He's not going to do your taxes.
Do you have some sort of like unresolved guilt over his death?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's unresolved.
And don't be depressed, be angry. Here's a bomb.
I'm going to kill your kid.
Yeah, Darryl. Officer, it was self-defense. He had a bunch of knives in his mouth.
It is the death penalty to aid and abet a mime.
Yeah, I'm evil now. Maybe terrorism good sometimes, which is coming across in an awful lot of the media we watch, Ben.
Well, it makes you think that maybe terrorism is good sometimes, Zane.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, I like what you're doing, except for all the terrorism. This is crimes you've done here.
You can't just walk around all day as a He-Man. You'll get arrested. We didn't have reply tweets in those days.
Ah, you just had to use violence.
It's okay to murder children if he's wearing a purple suit.
You can bring up the Vietnam War now. Sure. As, like, a funny reference.
H.W. Thanks, Bush Clinton. Was like, we're just gonna kick ass. And then Clinton was like, maybe we should write some of this down.
But we could take some days.
The two things you have to worry about the most are what they'll do to you if they find you, and what they'll do to you if they can't find you.
It's time somebody, like, really took a bat to that horse and just beat it until all the laughs came out.
That was for revenge.
That's for justice.
Well.
Yeah. The grandma is a person.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a cat. She is worthy of vengeance. The trick was finding out how tragic was too tragic.
Right.
If I don't get a handle on this, I'm going to kill everyone.
The biker's death is the only death that I accept.
Well, Ben, maybe you just need to expand your definition to include abuse.
I'm sorry, I get dissected in the Shadow Realm and my soul is sent to oblivion?
Do I have to? Can I opt out?
Yeah, make soap out of your enemies.
I don't know if it could have handled an entire graveyard of imaginary friends.
And then I don't think there's any analysis that can be done of that sentence, actually.
Normal was the shooter.
He has an angel arm in addition to his gun arm, in addition to his gun. Why won't these cowards give him a gun?
I'm afraid of getting shot. I'm afraid of being punched. Getting evicted. Mm-hmm. Low sperm count.
He's just saying what we're all thinking. And
like
spanking what we'd all like to spank.
But now it seems that he's a criminal of some sorts. He's doing what polite society won't, like setting fire to an orphanage.
Yeah, is this a skip-townable offense?
Ben, have we been ambushed recently?
Not on mic. Off mic, certainly.
That was not an honest question. I just needed you to laugh and move on.
That's the joke.
The joke for those of you who are willing to get it.
I'm you know, exaggerating for the sake of comedy, but
I choose to believe that you're not.
So. Am I fighting a losing battle here, Zane?
Yes. The fact that I'm wrong proves that I'm right.
They call that fool's gold.
They don't.
If we must.
I think we must.
Okay.
Does that sound like a sentence?
No, not really.
It's not as bad as it could be.
No, it's worse than it could ever be.
I too fear change.
I actually didn't have a follow-up. I was hoping I could get there, and I didn't.
So you were wrong about a lot.
Okay.
Just, it's so easy to ask a scientist, hey, does this look like the dumbest shit you've ever seen, or like...
Whether or not I think you're full of shit has very little to do with my enjoyment of you.
How is this like that?
That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
In this
kind of
way,
like
that
way
it doesn't make any sense at all, but continue.
Extra work.
Subway.
You're close enough, if you insist.
I don't.
How could you?
You have to guide our hips here, a little alley. We're from the
That's
Northeast.
Not the
we don't. I was having a real daughter to duckets moment.
That's not a common phrase people know, Ben.
No? I bet this Jenga tower can fit a couple more blocks on it.
That's not how Jenga works.
Well, it might be.
The answer may surprise you.
The answer will not surprise you.
I'm sure it's very clever.
Yeah,
I'm not certain of that. We hold these trains to be self-evident.
What does that mean? Please don't send a katana to my house.
Please send a katana to me.
What's the sound of Edward Scissorhands clapping?
He was not a ninja warrior. He was a
honorary. That you know of. Now, he looks like Tom Cruise, and we call him Tom Cruise, but it's...
Funny you should mention that. No.
Well, but we should be respectful of his condition.
We should.
shouldn't. It isn't real. It's not a condition.
We don't need to get from A to B.
Right.
Nothing is forcing
you. Right. You don't even need to get to B.
Ooh, Fruits Basketball. There's something there.
Oh, no, there isn't, Zane. But
of mice and X-Men? Then there's money here.
There isn't. I can't wait to learn that information, if it is good information, and
what
don't
are we,
care to receive that information, dude, if it is bad information. And if you don't give me any information, I will wish you had given me information.
I need you to stop talking.
No amount of training or study is going to get me to the point where I understand what this is. Also, I'm probably going to edit some of the important stuff out. I will, Mr. President.
You know that guy who dresses up in question marks and tries to get you free money from the government?
That's a good idea.
I'm actually sitting on my thinking toilet.
Man, I feel dumb. I feel like we're doing a lot of shows where I just need to collect myself halfway through talking about it.
There's a huge list of shows that include spanking.
Zane.
But none of them have it in the title.
If you are in a building in 1 second and then on a giant robot in the next second, what transition are you going to make that will make you feel okay about that transition?
I don't recognize either of those references.
What is this anecdote on how do you have access to it?
I think overall, like, I don't even know what metric I'm grading it on anymore, but I think I have to give it a fail. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know what to make of you.
Oh, okay, that's not...
I don't know what to make of it.
It's just some bullshit.
It does sound like some bullshit.
Just get past it.
I'm past it.
Is that a...
No, this is a lie.
Regardless of anything you just said.
So if you have anything else to say,
Ooh, I have something else to say.
Overruled.
No argument can be made.
I don't know why that makes it okay or what concept you're trying to articulate to me.
What?
Who thought of that?
Yeah.
Who was like,
did they get paid? And please tell me they didn't.
It's like the happy train wreck that you enjoy watching.
No one can tell us our movie is dumb if we do it first.
But it's why? But why, Nick?
But why? Why?
This show doesn't operate on why.
Most of the plot does not matter because all of the plot does not matter.
Spoilers. Maybe.
Kind of.
I don't know if it explains it so much as informs it. Yeah, that's the thing about these plots, is that they don't really happen. They're all people, like, conceivably, but, like, that means very little. These are just people what happen to be things that aren't people, which is fine, because people look fucking horrible.
Like, all right, most people are people, but there's food creatures, but then there's also a cat lady. Who is the hero in King Kong?
The king or the Kong?
You put a tie on
all
a bear.
All things being equal, these guys are bears. Fuck my brain. This character's so good. It's no Dirkman Pitt Stan.
These nouns are amazing. That's fair.
I don't think it's fair at all. I think I'm being really resentful and stubborn.
Oh, in me person me?
We like it's it. Like a fine wine. Sometimes it smells bad at the beginning, but then as it ages, it gets worse.
Right, confusing, as you leave it out.
Confusing metaphor.
Well, you got confused that way because that's how he pronounced it.
Oh.
For no reason. I could have a piece of Einstein anytime I wanted.
No, I know. What?
Zane, what were you going to say?
Yeah. I wasn't.
Cool.
And now I was.
This conversation is fun to me.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. The journey and whatnot.
I'm on an adventure.
Is that like hate eating?
It's similar to hate eating.
Wait, is hate eating even a thing?
No, but what am I thinking of? I think you're thinking of hate eating, but it's just not a thing.
So, like,
it's the opposite of an onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
It's a sound that's not the sound that's the sound.
Why can't it just speak for itself?
I don't know. They gotta gerrymander this bullshit.
It's like, when and how?
We're about innocent until proven guilty, guys.
What about it?
If I'm not here to turn a profit, then I am here to be a good citizen.
That is the worst line of logic that I've ever heard.
It's amazing on a metric other than quality.
Soldier Boy and video games are two of my top passions in this world.
Just give me a minute here.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I feel like you're not.
Who are you talking to?
Myself.
Can you explain what a film-ass movie is?
You know that I can't.
John Travolta, in the context of this universe, of course, being some sort of like giant squid.
And lo and behold, some real interesting flesh golems pop out. It's definitely something on the troglodyte spectrum. All we know about the participants is that one looks kind of craggly, and this one is real good at dodgeball.
Yeah, but if one side was gorillas and the other side was crocodiles, I'd want to know more. You know?
Oh, please tell me. There's giant bees, you say.
This is no box full of bees, Holmes.
And it's like, one of these is not a human. I'm not sure which.
Someone's invading territory.
All right, well, that goat demon is stealing some eggs.
They're not my eggs.
Minding his own business.
Not my eggs, not my problem.
Also, the dog just turned into a hammer. I don't know if that's a pro or con.
Try it, please. I can't do that. I can't do what you just said.
But why?
Who are we revenging upon?
Ourselves.
It's half rite of passage, half midlife crisis.
The term fever dream is not sufficient.
Oh yeah, like why?
Just the notion of any of them.
Why are they?
Where did? How did this get here?
How did this happen?
How and why did anyone do anything here?
Little too much 70, not enough 30. You know what I mean?
I don't. You all remember that one time that Humphrey Bogart proposed while on the toilet? It's the same kind of thing.
You're telling me this energy gets around?
Yucks for the memories, I say.
Brain surgery was big in the 90s.
And then we just get a lot of things. A lot of things just happen.
But there was time now.
There will have been time then.
Have you ever seen 30 years of burnout hit a man in 2 days?
Sure. Does it?
No! How could it?
I don't know.
All this stuff is happening in a localized area to me specifically. This never happened, but things like this happened.
Are you familiar with this?
No, the words you just said are not things that I know how to really appreciate or understand. I'm really hoping you're going to dig us out of this one.
This is sinister in a way I don't know how to articulate. Yeah, well, Prospector? Prospector, like, that's just
better not be going down into the mine. Well, things have been happening there.
Who's the joke for?
It's for me. Why don't they just mine more jobs? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not Bitcoin.
Well, you could have fooled me.
There's a lot of beams doing things.
I want to be missing a meal during a meal. Because, like, that's pretty close to the four humors, almost.
Uh-huh.
You know, phlegmatic, riboflavin and THC.
Those monsters aren't going to mash themselves.
And we've seen the shit kicked out of this guy for like the past 20 minutes. Leaking chill from every orifice.
I'm so enamored by the story you're telling me that I apparently told to you.
Why is this? Why is hell?
Why is what?
Again, we're in metaphor space. This means things. I don't know what it means.
Metaphor.
You know, it kind of was, Zane. And it very much wasn't.
Like, you did it. Like, you did this to us.
Who, me? Me?
They ask you questions?
I let people ask me questions. Vaccines are good. Earth is round. Don't drink bleach. It's too woke. It's not woke enough. Yeah, I the discourse. You talking about the woke agenda?
I'm referring circumspectly to the woke agenda.
What is this? Taxes? Could it have like a dog? Kids need to see dogs. None of this dog in trench coat. What's under that trench coat? I don't care to stick around to find out.
Right on, super lady.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we've already passed the racism pinnacle,
yeah.
One hopes.
Ben's not just casually racist today.
No, we're not bad people. We're fine.
Right, I read Mein Kampf for analysis.
Okay. Like, I hesitate to say props to Hitler, but...
The other side's Hitler.
Yeah, I wish I had more than two sides here. It's really hard to gauge.
Is there anybody else? Any third party?
No hands? No, I have to call on Hitler in class? Come on. Yeah, a little bit... You know, too anti-Semitic for my taste, but we'll see. And he's got a weird case of bagel face.
Did you know this movie has Nazis in it?
I want to fight Hitler as a little kid.
Every father wants his child to be a part of the master race.
If I can stereotype a little.
No.
Which I probably can't, so let's pull that back. A lot of it is just races I don't understand. Okay, I don't think the message is pro-slavery, but it's hard to parse for it.
Well, what do you like about it, the slavery or the torture?
I wouldn't want to pigeonhole myself.
The slavery part of this was handled, I think, not well.
Oof. Oof. Ooh. No.
Ben doesn't like this gag.
Ooh. Slavery bad is an easy sell for me. It's just the Odd Couple.
It's not the Odd Couple, it's a race war.
They can't just be race war.
Why can't it? Look at history. How much of it is just race war?
Where's the Confederate sympathies?
Right, right.
It's gotta be somewhere here.
Excuse me. Quote-unquote different time, guys.
Weren't it? Mm-hmm. We are talking to a Confederate.
The good
Somebody,
kind.
The good Confederate.
My new romance novel.
Check your history book / sing-along. It's a great way to do racist humor without being a racist.
It's like racism, but more confusing.
Wait, you're telling me it's okay to be black again?
Speaking of white power.
Just like, I'm going to be mad at everyone and racist forever.
I mean, you still can
right?
be.
That
just
was
like,
Bunker,
you know,
right?
Yeah,
you know, mitigate.
Why can't I say the N-word to...
Why not indeed? I'm racist against elves.
Let's brainstorm some slurs again. By the power of the Bible, I have created a new stereotype.
Yeah, I don't have enough stereotypes to make this better.
They stole it from the Dutch because they are shiftless.
Is he supposed to be Dutch?
He's kind of, I thought he was Dutch. You put some clogs on there, nobody will notice.
That's a true fact.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell when you talk about the French.
You open a whole Pandora's box here if she's water Korean.
Esperanto?
No. That's a real fake language.
Oh. Oh, you mean like Cantonese?
No, that's a real, real language.
Wait a sec.
Lucha nanchan no hono no chan chikori ga dek tra yakumai en.
Which, I don't know what racial epithet that is, but it felt wrong.
No, some people are better than others, and we should just tell them that.
How great. On a scale from one to great, one being the greatest.
It's either like, how am I into head explosions am I? Very or extremely.
And don't you put makeup on a duck and tell, oh, well, actually.
You know, there might be something to this.
Ah, dang.
Well, we got ourselves a Thursday.
Oh, the like dark, seedy underbrow. I refer you to the supercat, the supercut of it.
The supercat. Oh, boy.
Damn you.
Damn you, supercat. You flaunted your claws for the last time.
This time you won't be landing on your feet. Inside Out Cat is also because he's a cat on the inside and he's Inside Out Cat on the outside. But he died.
You heard it here, folks. Folks first. Hulks here first.
Hulks first.
Hulks.
We actually have a little bit of updated laundry. I don't remember what the proper phrase is.
I believe it is updated laundry. Yes, correct. Yes.
Wait. Hey, hold on. Is it updated laundry?
Read the wrong way? You couldn't put that to film. It's not like Hamlet written by a monkey. It's like Hamlet 2. Written by the guy who wrote Hamlet 2.
True, but also, I just start with the people.
I just
people
want
and the things. Sneakers. There's a lot of them. We all have them. Yeah, what? I don't know what it means. I never knew what it means. I didn't look it up, and I don't want to know what it means. Mm-hmm. And if that's not hitting you, we have exactly one other joke in the barrel. It is for no purpose and to no end. What if a Superman was an unknowable moose?
What we got here is some kind of effeminate lobster Santa demon. What if a pig was an amoeba? Like a sex martial arts vampire.
Yeah, and he's a Spider-Man, but for being gay is my note on him.
Now, there's a lot of... Please do not Google that. What if somebody was constantly trying to eat Columbo? It is Three's Company, but one of the women is an evil wizard. What if I was difficult for no reason? Yeah. Like, imagine if you fell in love with a mountain.
Yeah, what if a tornado had a family? I don't know, like putting a scarecrow in a disco.
Yeah, I'm shaking a glove, and the glove has meat in it, but it's not a normal handshake.
It's not meat you're familiar with, sir.
This is the new meat.
Yeah, it's not quite that.
It was a lumpy time.
You're seeing Snagglepuss where none exists. What on earth is that magician doing with that kite?
I can only assume that any religion that rises out of the ashes of our civilization will involve spanking and Coca-Cola.
When I was visiting Pope Francis at the time,
and he just started laying down some fat beats and moonwalking across the stage. Really, when you get down to it, pound per square inch, the Pope is the most evil one of us all, because the hat becomes a part of him.
It's like a lightning rod.
Yeah, no, it's like a pressure chamber. He just doesn't got no valve.
You're so wise.
I'm pretty wise. So yeah. My puny human brain cannot really fathom his machinations. That's on me. I want to turn to vampire. If the devil's in your life, you're never truly alone. Jesus defeated Satan. We've been through this.
You know, the devil and the rise of the devil, yeah, and how
the
this,
rise of the devil.
This boys and girls doing all this stuff. It's the mark of the devil.
This is bullshit, mortal.
Oh, baby Lucifer.
Yeah, there's kind of a lot going on here. So let's start with the most obvious and work our way backward.
All right, this is the devil.
Does Lucifer ever come back?
No, he is. He has been murdered to death.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So that explains why Santa Claus does not have an AK-47 in this retelling.
That is one reason.
Hopefully, on the fourth day, Santa doesn't come around and take a shit in your bed or something crazy, something that a human wouldn't say to another human in public. First, secondly, a child who is bearing them no ill will.
Yeah. Wait until the kid does something wrong first, at least.
I want my Christmas to be based and uncucked.
Yeah, this ain't your woke Santa Claus. Wait, what do you mean?
Transported with a ghoul to another dimension where I'm Santa.
Santa.
Santa. So, the
absolute train wreck of a sentence that you just said there. I'd like to point out that when... Wait, I forget.
Ben, I'm so upset how much time we've spent talking about Iggy.
Well within a Gaussian distribution, but blimey.
Don't ever make a Canadian accent again.
What? I don't know please, what you're talking about.
Please don't do that.
Maple syrup.
You're using your sinister voice.
The scene opens. Thought crime is blinking in bold letters.
How are we not beyond time, Zane?
You got a couple burgers lay on this round table here?
Yeah, mice burgers.
For the love of tennis, we like
calm down.
Already talked about this.
We've been over this. I was on a cliff and I had a choice between reaching for a cliche
or reaching for a binary choice. A combination of Gundam, a seizure of Gundam.
And the journey of a thousand exploded heads starts with the great bear.
Do not put the horse before the cart, my friend.
I'm going to go ahead and put the horse wherever I feel like, because it's more baller that way. I'm
the greatest motherfucker that ever lived. Look at my biceps. I'm a sick boy.
Your gun rack has a laser rifle on it.
I want to prove that my laser rifle is the best laser rifle.
Oh shit, Safari Joe does it again.
Did I mention that these moles are all wearing blue jeans?
Because they think they're better than you.
And then there's like the furry argument and
yeah.
Yada yada yada.
Tickles and Jigglypuffs.
Yep.
You're not wrong in real life. You're wrong in anime. Yeah. You can't interfere with history, but you can dab and take selfies.
But on the talking gorilla planet, things are different.
It's just Iron Chef, which you assume in this world is how they pick generals.
Ew.
I guess paint would be easier.
Do you think that zebras are painted that way?
Man, these people who are more mature than us sure were mature in the past.
Yeah. You sure were dumb before you knew things.
You know how Napoleon was really good at something?
He's screaming because he's so excited that he won the Iditarod.
I won! It was a weird time that hasn't completely ended. I am in many ways still a chuggin' Mountain Dew from a flask. Metaphorically. Can I get quoted on that every day of my life?
Man, ideas.
Ideas,
super,
huh?
Super cool.
You had me at Vampire Astronaut.
Yeah, you're not going to be the Rock and Roll Pope.
I want to be a Rock and Roll Pope, Zane.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Shut up, Zane.
I got some questions.
Questions that I will not be asking out loud.
Right, because I'm a coward. But.
Well, because it's not worth it, Zane.
Ben, 90% of cowardice is saying, it's not worth it.
Yeah, who really cares? We're all gonna die.
That's the other 10%.
We'll get there.
If you have a badge or even a name tag, that's more authority than I will ever have.
Just introduce yourself as Mister and I will fold.
Yeah, I think your other gripes are very legitimate, though.
I pride myself on legitimate gripes. 5 for a nickel, 2 for a penny.
It's a terrible deal.
They don't sell well.
If you can't get him in one, you can at least get him in two.
And if you can't get him in two, well then how do you do? Sure.
Ben, if a comet hit the Earth...
I guess that's fine.
And it's like, elves happened.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
How would that work? Is this what you think making conversation is?
But it actually can happen.
Sure.
Because it has happened. And it is happening right now.
You're just trying to piss me off now.
Gotta show her the code of the West.
I like when Safari Joe did it again. Or had been doing it again.
That sentence sounded great. It's an age of the people. It's a sign of the time.
Well, there are an infinite amount of ways that I can waste my time.
I'm ranching monsters over here.
I'm so ranch.
I'm ranching monsters up in this piece. No, I totally see it.
Will I make you candy, baby? I am tired of those motherfuckers on this motherfucker.
Oh, the world, like, we live in the world, and, like, the world needs us, but not as much as we need it. And, like, but we are it.
I am Traveling Matt. Gobo, don't you recognize your own Uncle Matt? Give us a kiss.
Convertible Gundam for the man in charge. We got the man in charge right here. We got it. You can see that very nice fine red paint job, as well as 20-ton hammers that come out, extend right out of the elbows. No need to, no muss, no fuss, no need to reload. My gobbledygook phantom rats will pilfer all the city of its ghost cheese.
Awesome. Give me the least human read possible of this.
Oh boy, my awful fail, son.
All right, I'm going to take advantage of this childlike mind and profit off of it.
I've lost a lot of children in that bin.
I used to be a baby. Babies, forever.
It's hard to be a kid when you're an adult man.
It's a parade of the gerontocracy accompanied by himbos. He's just 90s vibing. You can't fault a bro for 90s vibing.
As bros are wont to do.
Holy shit, they were skydiving for no reason. Zane, it's all coming back to me.
You know, just as cool teens. You know?
Jesus Christ, what was the point of that? Yeah, with Magic Johnson and Dracula and just the boys being boys and hanging out.
We're not dealing with Dracula.
But we're close.
We're close, though.
Now you're watching my Magic Johnson.
I don't know basketball, do.
It's as dumb as it sounds. Perhaps more so. This is your dumbest conspiracy theory yet.
I didn't even say it.
Yeah, you were thinking it. Questions. And I have just psychic powers.
Zane, I'm getting the feeling, because you have stated so exactly, so this is a pretty well-researched feeling. And Zane, it very well might be.
There's who knows?
It's a little hard to tell after a while where
all
the critique
opinions
is.
Are bad, including mine, so you can't judge me.
Yeah, I don't know what point we were making, but good job.
I want to talk about B-movie for a while.
Let's talk about B-movie.
If it please the court.
Now, no, I'm just a country lawyer.
Now, explain this to me like I'm not on cocaine.
You know, I never thought that gravity was for me. I feel like everyone else is just too tied down. You know, all the rules.
Also, if you're going to have rules, don't explain them.
And I was just like, yeah, Hampton's a pig.
Get on the blunderbuss.
That's not a school. That's Burning Man.
I can't argue with a man on a horse, man. It's like, I'm happy to enable this because aliens.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's
there? I'm a busy man. Who's there?
Yep. Free neck bolts. Neck bolts for the people. For a chicken in every pot, a bolt in every neck. 40 acres and a mule and some neck bolts.
Taxes. And of course, I'm aging backwards, so that's very difficult to record around.
This show is some real mayonnaise.
You're part of the problem, boy.
You're part of the boy, man.
You're part of the man, son.
The Manson
part
family?
Of the son yeah. Problem.
Yeah. Can you rewrite the trolley problem so that it's the hyena dilemma?
I think the dilemma is just that there's always more hyenas.
Always. What is there, like a conveyor belt? That's what the trolley's bringing in.
Now we know they that you're not merely deciding to kill a person or five. You're also bringing either one or five hyenas. I don't know what the exchange rate for live humans to dead hyenas is.
Either you die a hero and become a ghost, or you live long enough to become a pigeon.
Every hammer looks like a nail when you're a hammer.
Yeah, or riding a hammer that is also a person. Most of me is going like, this is insane. But part of me, and I don't know how big of a part of me, is like, oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course, spider cows. I don't know if this is going to translate particularly well from my brain to your ears. In lieu of context, putting out fires always sounds like a good idea. They show you a boy what becomes a volcano dragon.
Uh-huh.
And they make you believe that there was no other way for the scene to go.
Yeah, you're underselling it. He was also a samurai.
Boat suicide is the most metal suicide, it is true.
I don't think that's true or something good to, like, go on record.
Let's go to the charts.
Where are we on the charts? We had 35 callers. How much money have we raised?
Shit's popping off, Don.
Forget it for yous.
Hey, forget about it for a minute. How you doing?
What's the matter, you?
Ma, Paulie's here. Can we go freeballing?
Freeballing in some lava, Paulie.
Don't think of me as a hypocrite, but I mean, if I gotta use magic to get this thing done, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Beyond the scope of the sketch, I actually totally dig that. Why don't you just give up and let mimes rule the world? Am I happy? Am I clown? Yeah, he's like the Pagliacci of, hang on, let me see if we can figure this out.
Pagliacci was himself, Ben.
I worked myself into a clown hole. This is the bedazzled jeans of anime.
Pretty.
He 3D prints a girlfriend. Yeah. It's awesome.
With like the
my
old
new
school
anime, I 3D printed my girlfriend, and now I'm a horrible goblin.
We just see that he's an old guy who's creepy and absorbs people through his hand. That could mean anything. I kind of want to see a train skeleton.
Walk me. What?
The year is 2066.
They're planning to secede, Ben.
Nice.
If you can't explain economics in fish, you're not an economist.
He respects the walking, talking chicken.
If you were super engaged with, did you just drink honey from a bear?
Yeah, we were talking
bottle.
About this before you showed up, Ben. He's
don't
got
put
some.
This in, don't put this in the show. Or do.
No, I think we're going to put this in the show.
Okay.
No, I won't. One hand shakes the other.
Yeah, it scratches the ass.
Of justice.
And the dick at the same time.
I'm going to cosplay as a butt, kind of offshoot. Offshooted? Offshat?
Offshat.
I gotta clean some holes.
I don't know where they are, but they're there. The curves are in the right place, but they're not curves.
You're all just shitlords in a house.
No more screaming while I poop, I guess.
So imagine you went into a bathroom.
It's like I'm there.
Like, it should just be screeching and shitting in his hands. I invite you to shit. Please, after you.
I'm better at being an asshole in public than anybody else here.
It's layered. That's ice and poop, yeah!
This very beautiful thing that I'm about to take a huge dump on.
This isn't just a cesspit. Yes, there is a lot of cess here.
Here in this pit.
Nine.
You can get kids to say anything.
They're essentially Roombas that poop.
I don't think that's the right take.
Was that not the right take?
That's
from American Beauty?
That is the wrong takeaway.
Most of the time it's boring, sometimes it's terrifying.
Yes.
Like that. Welcome to being an adult.
A lot of farting.
It's all
cool
new.
Cool shapes, new colors.
You've never smelled mustard before.
Parents, saturate your children with feeling.
Like, oh no, I just farted in a way that sounds like a small child's voice from in a bag.
We're all somebody's children, and that somebody is Fred Rogers.
I don't know what you're raising your children for, but it's not my place to ask.
Wait, I give them $20 and the train ticket?
I mean, yeah,
wow, you're getting robbed blind. Small child, I need you to meet some strange men in elaborate costumes at the mall.
Okay, let's move on from that.
Child abuse, right. That's the joke.
The cuter they are, the harder it is to watch them become jaded war criminals.
I'm going to take a stance here. Muzzy, out the gates, better than beating your child. Better. And like, you don't want your kids to be you because you're clearly terrible.
And it's easy to drink. Drinking is fun, and I endorse it.
Humans are bad. Woo! And don't deserve their success.
It's just that the kids were smiling too much.
Yeah, I hate children.
I don't know if I don't know if you could say that.
So you want to be part of like a pyramid scheme for justice?
I feel like my messaging is pretty clear here. All I really want is pyramid scheme for justice.
It's a deliberate choice that I am the only person in this world.
The supreme gentleman, Bowser Lucifer.
Just like, check out my cool basement and pile of glass.
I couldn't give less of a shit about this, Zane. Get up off your ass and help me sell this corn.
Well, the right thing to do is to overthrow this society.
I'm not available for that metaphor.
I'm a simple man with poor taste.
I can only have my heart broken so many times.
Two, it seems.
Yeah, one for each heart. What's the word for compromise, but you don't actually get any concessions? You're just tired.
I don't have a sense of how he feels other than defeated.
The man himself paints a more dismal portrait than those tweets would suggest. And I respect that without finding it good to look at.
How can I respect something without respecting it? Is there a word for that?
Give me word. Zane, like, you convinced me. I have disdain for this human. But
this was not my goal.
When I created the podcast, I said to myself, you know what? I want a name that I want to apologize for every time I tell someone about the podcast.
Ooh, can we have a podcast, Tontine?
I could have sworn that that was a phantom phrase that I, my own brain and I had like a had a jam session.
Those three fuckers.
I don't hate myself enough to subject myself to people that probably hate me more.
Yeah, that's what we are here to do.
And we could not have fucked it up more badly.
You have kept the seat warm. Maybe a little too warm.
Wish you guys the best, and I hope you burn in hell.
I'm doing a bit.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I gave you 99 Luftballoons, Zane.
I did not ask for that
99!
That's such a sinister sentence.
Where the author just says, well, what if we ate babies?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Okay. That doesn't give a shit.
There's no other way to... There's nothing that's like that. But I'm lazy and stupid.
This has been a recurring problem of yours.
Well, yeah, everyone was invited to shame. I have shame that I have no context for.
I have a secret second family that likes the Patriots.
My quality of life has immediately halved. I've got internal conflict that I don't know how to deal with, so I'm gonna jump to another planet as opposed to having therapy.
But Ben hates whimsy. Is the issue.
I do hate whimsy. Whimsy is poison to me.
I'm not going to stop until I've mischaracterized myself on every point about this show.
We've tried that before. It doesn't go well.
Not only did we try it, you tried it, and we explained why it wouldn't work.
Now people will hate listen to hear that we enjoyed this so much.
I really hope so.
Ugh. What a time the past was. We're bad at everything.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Failure is the reason. Of the seasoning.
That's not a phrase.
Oh.
And oddly enough, that proves your point.
Yeah. I really killed it.
On that mountain of caveats, we are pleased
we're not
to
even
introduce...
halfway into the caveats, Zane.
We take our eggs very serious.
More serious? If not us, who? And if not who, shoo. If, oh my god.
Really shitting it up, guys. So, Zane, what do I always say? Let me stop you there. Zane, what I say all the time is, we're not random enough.
My god, this is a shitty episode.
The people that we could have been 2 hours back, Zane.
But the Cartonio words are not real.
Huh?
This is what's ruining the kids. This specifically.
But I think we gotta add this to the long list of stuff that we think is funny, but really isn't.
What would you say is the biggest complaint somebody could make about this podcast?
My balls hurt.
Somebody else. Anyone else here? Only Balls Man came to see us at the convention.
Is this why people don't write into us? Because we keep making fun of them?
Listeners of the Cartoncast, please check out the Cartoncast.
Give us a check. Check us out.
Give us a check. Well, we know what we're doing, but we haven't gotten good at it. Dumb. I think you mean great.
It is great, but it's also very dumb.
Oh, so now this becomes less bullshit and more real.
No, it's still bullshit.
We could literally talk about this forever, but
let's
I think
do
it's time
it.
To...
No, let's
I
not.
Think, I think it's
let's
time
not.
To...
I'm hungry.
What he meant is we can't do that.
Oh, in any case, this was because this is it, folks. The ride stops here. Everybody, get out! Everyone, get out of the podcast. Leave your belongings behind. They're ours now.
Is that good? Are we done?
I'm kind of happy with it.
How do we end this? Do we make out? Do we, like, what do we do?
Oh, I'm very excited to be your sloppy ender.
I love a sloppy ender.
You want a retake or no? No,
we'll stick with it.
Give me a sloppy ender every day.
No, I don't know what that means. Oh, okay. God. Yes, I do know what that means.
Yeah, you wish you didn't, though.
Backpedal, different outro. Ben, do you perchance remember what we're doing next time?
Damn it, I hate that I've forced you to phrase it that way.
Hey, give me your show. Let me do it from now on.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Hey, we ain't doing anything with it. I'm going to be starting a different podcast with our co-friend, Pod Boy, Gary Lane.
Co-friend Pod Boy.
He's our Pod Boy.
If you're gonna make,
you are the Ever Boy.
If you're going to make art...
Don't call people Ever Boys. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this.
Yeah, Ben, final thoughts?
Nah.
Ben, help me out.
Fucking perfect. Yeah, and so, Zane, next time, we are doing...
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, Zane, I lost a lot of steam in the last 4 seconds. But, Zane, what are we doing next time? Zane, what am I doing next time?
Ben, what are we doing next time?
Thank you. I forgot. Zane,
Ben.
Do this for me. Zane, help me. I can't get out.
If you would like to fist our North Star...
And ooh. I know you do. Ya-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Put your right foot in.
Mm-hmm. Put your right pencil in and write into www.cartoncast.com. These segues are getting really weird.
Pretty good. I'm happy.
I don't think they started like this. And as always, if you would like to go and review 5-star... Yeah.
Riddle me this.
You can riddle me this. So that more people can listen to my feelings on everything and how strongly I feel it. He has the look of a man what lives on a train, you know?
And if there's anything else.
And you can go to Apple Podcasts. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating or review. It really helps us out and it validates our existence and will help us get on Japanese game shows.
No, it won't.
If you have anything to tell us about the meaning of Christmas and or...
Adam Sandler.
Mice that talk to Adam Sandler.
Love.
If you have,
hands.
Hand love. cheese beach. If you have anything to say about anything, I guess, just shout it at us. And leave a comment on the contact page. And then do whatever else you're going to do that day, including perhaps leaving a rating or review. If you go to fancybat.com/cartoncast, you can go to the contact page there and leave us a comment or whatever you happen to think about anything.
Tell me your favorite recipes. I want to know how your mom's doing. If you go to Apple Podcasts...
You're so difficult.
If you go to Apple, you can go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating or review. It really helps us out, and it validates our existence and reminds me that I have to go floss my teeth, apparently. And more than anything else, please turn my phone alarm off. More than anything else, just tell your enemies about the show.
For sure.
And of course, where can people find you?
In a bunker, mostly. In an undisclosed location.
It's the only place Satan can't find me.
The Carton Cast, they're a globalist conspiracy. And if you believe in preserving our way of life, you will take out Ben and Zane to the desert. The desert of Texas.
No.
How can we be this way? How is this possible?
Question answered. Podcast over.
It was a long ruse.
I intend to never look at this again.